Okay, 1, 2, 3. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants. Yeah, Grim Rants into the Heavens live. We got a crew here, and I got a lot to talk about. And the first thing we're going to talk about is this article. The Hill wrote an article, and of course, I trust The Hill, you know, about as much as I can, I guess, climb a hill these days. I mean, I don't know. It's like, let's see, the problem with The Hill is they're good at making mountains out of molehills, you know. The Hill is also a very left-leaning site. The Hill was one of the biggest We Fucking Hate Donald Trump websites you've ever seen in your entire life. That's pretty much all they did during the Trump administration. So if it has to do with The Hill, it's going to be a biased liberal point. However, it's interesting that the biased liberal leftists here are actually talking about the single men rate. I wonder why. Why do you think they would care about single men? I mean, aren't they all for polyamory and all this other crazy shit? Why would they care that men are single? Well, apparently they do. It says, most young men are single, most young women are not. 3 days ago, this is very recent. More than 60% of young men are single, nearly twice the rate of unattached young women, signaling a larger breakdown in the social, romantic, and sexual life of the American male. Men in their 20s are more likely than women in their 20s to be romantically uninvolved, sexually dormant, friendless, and lonely. God damn. Make it hurt worse. They stand at the vanguard of an epidemic of declining marriage, sexuality, and relationships that afflicts all of young America. Same word, though. We're in a crisis of connection, said Niobe Wei, a psychology professor and founder of the Project for Advancement of Our Common Humanity at New York University. Disconnection from ourselves and disconnection from each other, and it's getting worse. And the worst-case scenario, the young American man's social disconnect can have tragic consequences. Young men commit suicide at 4 times the rate of young women. This is a left-wing publication saying this. The ones that say we hate all men are now telling us that men kill themselves more than women.
Wow.
Younger men are largely responsible for the rising rates of mass shootings, a trend some researchers link to their growing social isolation. That is also true, and we're going to talk about that. They're actually right, and I will explain why. Societal changes that began in the Eisenhower years have eroded the patriarchy that once ruled the American home, classroom, and workplace. Women now collect 60% of bachelor's degrees. Wow! Remember bachelor pad economics? Never thought it was going to be all women in that role, right? Men still earn more. But among the youngest adults, the income gap is narrowed to $43 a week. Damn. Scholars say the new era of gender parity has reshaped relationship dynamics, empowering young women, and in many cases, removing young men from the equation. Women don't need to be in long-term relationships. They don't need to be married. They'd rather go to brunch with friends and have a horrible date, said Greg Meadows, a couple and family psychologist in Los Angeles who recently penned a viral article titled, What's Behind the Rise of Lonely Single Men? I remember that article. Recent years have seen a historic rise in unpartnered Americans, particularly among the young. The pandemic made things worse. As of 2022, the Pew Research Center found that 30% of U.S. adults are neither married, living with a partner, nor engaged in a committed relationship. Nearly half of all young adults are single, 34% of women, and a whopping 63% of men. Not surprisingly, the decline in relationships marches astride with the decline in sex. The share of sexually active Americans stands at a 30-year low. Around 30% of young men reported in 2019 that they had no sex in the past year, compared to about 20% of young women. Only half of single men are actively seeking relationships or even casual dates, according to Pew. That figure is declining. You have to think that the pandemic had an impact on some of those numbers, said Fred Rabinowitz, a psychologist and professor at the University of Redlands who studies masculinity. What? There's a fucking psychologist and professor that studies masculinity? Young men are watching a lot of social media. They're watching a lot of porn. And I think they're getting a lot of their needs met without having to go out. Amen to that. And I think that's starting to be a habit. Even seasoned researchers struggle to fully account for the relationship gap between young men and women. If single young men outnumber single young women nearly 2-1, then who are all the young women dating? I wonder.
Married men?
Some of them are dating each other. 1/5 of Generation Z. 1/5 of Generation Z identifies as queer. That's how fucked we are. You wanna know how fucked we are? 1/5 of Generation Z are queer. And research suggests that bisexual women make up a large share of the young adult queer community. Oh, I'll bet they do. Young women are also dating and marrying slightly older men, carrying on a tradition. That's why all these damn young women look at me. Carrying on a tradition that stretches back more than a century. The average age at first marriage is around 30 for men and 28 for women, according to census figures. Heterosexual women are getting more choosy. Women don't want to marry down. Duh! To form a long-term relationship with a man with less education and earnings than himself, said Ronald Levant, professor emeritus of psychology at the University of Akron and author of several books on masculinity. God damn, what are all these people that know nothing about masculinity writing books about masculinity for? Like, it's kind of scary, right? In previous generations, young women entered adulthood in a society that expected them to find a financially stable man who would support them through decades of marriage and motherhood. Over the 1950s and 60s, that pattern gradually broke down, and today it's all but gone. Women are tiring of the stereotypical role as full-time therapists for emotionally distant men. Oh, I remember reading this bullshit. They want a partner who is emotionally open and empathetic. The opposite of the age-old masculine ideal. Bullshit! I talked to Empress about this. She said, I was with a man, and he never would be a man. She said, I needed a man. He always wanted me to wear the pants, and I hated it. I couldn't stand it. She said, he never was a man, he never will be a man. Today in America, women expect more from men. And unfortunately, so many men don't have more to give. The same emotional deficits that hurt men in the dating pool also hamper them in forming meaningful relationships. 15% of men report having no close friendships, a fivefold increase from 1990, according to research by the Survey Center on American Life. Men are less naturally relational than women, said Richard Reeves, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, whose new book of Boys and Men has drawn wide praise. Who the fuck is that? Okay, kind of curious. Reeves points to a recent Saturday Night Live sketch that reimagined the neighborhood dog park as a man park. What? Poking fun at this reliance of men on women to do the emotional lifting for them. I guess I have to watch this. Social circles have been shrinking for men and women, especially since the pandemic, but men struggle more. 35 years ago, 55% of women reported... Excuse me. 55... Alright, hold on. Let me get that right. 30 years ago, 55% of men reported having 6 or more close friends. By 2021, that share had slipped to 27%. Women form friendships with each other that are emotionally intimate, whereas men do not, Levant said. Young women may not be dating, but they have girlfriends they spend time with and gain emotional support from. Aaron Caro and Matt Ritter, both in their early 40s, study the male friendship recession in their Man of the Year podcast. It arose out of an annual tradition of gathering at a steakhouse with several male friends, all close since elementary school. Guys are taught to prioritize career, Caro said. Also romantic relationships, although it doesn't seem like they're doing a very good job at that. Making friends and keeping friends seems to be a lower priority. And once guys get older, they suddenly realize they have no friends. The podcasters and their friends created the annual gathering as a way to keep their friendship alive. It spawned a year-round group chat and a Man of the Year trophy, awarded to the most deserving friend at the annual dinner. We treat friendship as a luxury, especially men, Ritter said. It's a necessity. So there you go. That was the article. Wow. Yeah, and of course, when you look at the New York Post version, they emphasize on the fact that more men would rather watch porn. Well, there's probably a lot of reasons for that, guys. And now as I'll start the game, after I look at my options. But there's probably a lot of reasons for that. And one of them, in particular, is, as Empress said, The fantasy is everywhere. Guys get the fantasy now. They don't necessarily need... Oh, hold on. Let me not do that. I think the game was fine at what I had it. Hold on. Oh, let me fix that real quick.
What happened? Something bugged up?
No. Hold. Damn it. There we go. Woo, that was fun. Okay, I got it fixed. Sorry, guys. But yeah, back to what I was saying. There's a reason for that. We got the fantasy everywhere. I mean, we've got Lady Dimitrescu. We've got the robots from Atomic Heart. I'm seeing so much of that.
Yeah.
I'm seeing so much of that.
Yeah, those were the newest ones.
They're everywhere. There's Insta-thoughts everywhere. My Twitter feed is full of them. My Instagram feed is full of them. Look at my ass. Look at my tits. Look at my whatever. I'm there. I mean, it's everywhere. Men just, they do their thing and they're good. And women are upset. I can't compete. Well, I mean, a lot of these women are using fake filters and stuff like that. I mean, Moon went into that when he did his documentary on Instagram, which is really good. I highly recommend you watch it. But, veteran, no, okay, harken back to the days of yore. I don't know if I want to do that. Do you guys want me to curse this entire time? Let's not.
I think when they say that men don't have friends, probably not as... Not in a numerical sense, that men usually have like maybe two or three, you know, like you can count them on your own on one hand.
Yeah.
But their the quality of that is, you know, very good.
Yeah.
If you will, like you don't need like 50 or 70 friends like in Facebook, like you keep adding these random people. You just need like 5, 6, or 10, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That amount, and then you're good. Like, you can do numerous activities together, like, in different ways, not just, like, a single activity. At least that's what I think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, see, the thing is, I don't even have that many friends, and it's not that I never did. It's like, as you get older... The friends kind of move on. Like, me and DP, we hang out every Monday. But as for that, like, I mean, I've got a friend that I talk to in the Capitol. He calls every once in a while. But as you get older, you know, things do kind of move on a little bit. I mean, it's not like I
don't...
Yeah,
that's true.
I mean, you still keep up with people on social media and stuff that you were good friends with and all that. And I still have my other friends over there in the small... hole in the wall area that I go to on vacation. So I have no problem with that. And again, that's normal. Like, as you get older, that's fine. But it's not normal when you're young. However, there's been a disconnect because, again, as it has been said, as Drex has been said, kids aren't going out and playing anymore. They're not, there's no fucking social interaction. Everything is Fortnite, Minecraft, whatever, insert game here that they're playing.
This was even before COVID.
Yeah, this was way before COVID. I guess I'm playing as hot anime girls. Okay, that works for me. See, that's another thing. There's hot anime girls right there. And there's like, oh, men are looking at porn. Sorry, guys. Sorry for giving you the eroge and the adult games, being a dick, all that kind of stuff. I'm sorry that I'm disrupting you from getting relationships with women who won't fucking respect you, because women have been taught not to respect men, that men aren't no good, fuck men, and then because women are like, fuck men are like, well, fuck women, you know? And you know what happens when you have both people that are like, well, fuck you, no, fuck you? You never, and nothing happens. You split, and you resent each other, and you're bitter. That's why there's so many guys in this fucking bitter red pill, not red pill, but black pill shit, Like, oh, fuck women, fuck men. Yeah, okay, fine. What else are you going to do with your life? You know? It's like Phil said, in a perfect world, my business wouldn't be needed. I've said this several times. And Phil's right.
Yep.
If men and women got along properly, respected each other, it would be better. And men, it's not
and
hard.
And he'd be out of a job.
It's not hard to do. It's really not hard to do. It's basically the woman respects her role as a woman. This is what I'm supposed to do as a wife. This is what I'm supposed to do as a girlfriend. This is, you know, it wasn't that hard to do. And the man's like, okay, I gotta respect my role as a man. However, there is also the issue of the overwork. There is the issue of men getting sick and tired of being workhorses, working themselves to death. Especially, and who wants to work themselves to death for a woman who is fucking seeing Tom, Dick, and Harry on the side? Who? What man wants to come home and say, you know, is that mayonnaise on your lips, or did he fucking come all over your face? I mean, seriously. I'm serious. And again, that's a real deal. That's a real thing, guys. This is a problem. Because, you know, relationships, again, me and Empress have fought about this through text for quite a while now. And she says you're supposed to have, like, a balance, like, you know, you have boundaries, like, you want to come home, basically. All right, let me go ahead and talk about this psychologist. There was a psychologist that did about a 6-minute video talking about, you know, the whole situation, why men were leaving, all that, and he said, well, what kind of man wants to get married when he's got all these things that he has to do? Like, when you're a single man, you don't have to do any of this stuff. You don't have to come home at a certain time. Oh, I better hurry up and come home before my wife gets upset. It's absolutely different. Yeah, there's men that do that. Oh, man, I better hurry up and go. My wife is going to be really upset if I don't. You know. Now, but on the other hand, there's the fact that you're like, hey, I want to be home at a certain time because I respect my partner and I love her and I want to take care of her and make sure she doesn't worry and all that. But when it goes to, hey, I respect her, to, oh, okay, now she's being a fucking ball and chain and I don't want to come home to her, but if I don't, she's going to bitch and nag and give me hell. He doesn't want to leave the bar. He doesn't want to do anything good for her. He's like, fuck her. She makes my life a miserable. Like, I loved her when I first met her, but now she's just a fucking beast. And she's become a ham beast at that. She fucking gained all kinds of weight. And now I don't want anything to do with her. You know, that's literally how it is. That's literally how it's becoming. And I don't blame these men. I literally don't blame these men for, like, I don't want this. And Empress is saying, well, yeah, but men have to, you know, it's basically saying that women don't get those privileges, though. We don't get to be independent and do all that kind of stuff. I would say, well, do you want to be in a relationship or not? Because if you're going to be in a relationship, yeah. Basically, she's saying that both people have to suffer. That's what she's pretty much saying. If I have to suffer, then you have to suffer. That's part of the relationship. And a lot of guys are like, no, fuck that deal. I don't want that deal. Why am I going to take that deal? Why am I going to have to suffer in the relationship because she doesn't want to do her role as a woman? You know? And that's what we're getting into now. We're getting into a thing where women are, they're, you know, they want, like, I want to be a traditional housewife, but I want to be independent too. I'm like, how? What? And it's like, well, we want to go fuck other men. Well, you can't. You're in a relationship. Well, you can fuck other women. You're not supposed to, but... And, you know, and I'm going to tell you who I blame. We're going to go way back into videos I did years ago. You know who I blame? Fucking social media, dating, and Tinder. Why? Because the more choices a woman has, the more choices a man has, the less likely they are to stay with their partner. If you're getting tempted, if you've got nice grass, but it could be nicer, And you look at all the lawns, and you're like, well, that grass is greener over there. And it's greener over there. Look how nice their grass looks. You know, you'd be tempted to kind of go over there. You know, they say the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. Well, think about, that saying was meant with just one house and one fence. Imagine if the grass was greener around the whole fucking neighborhood. And you're like, the grass is greener over here, but it's even greener over there. Oh, wow, look how green it is over here. Oh, man, I couldn't even believe it's so green. That's the greenest grass I've ever seen. That's what a woman's like. And when she's getting all these DMs, there's just so much green grass being shoved in her face. You know, they say touch grass. She doesn't even have to touch it. They're throwing it at her. Here's the grass. Come spend time in my house. You know, that's literally what's going on right now. They're like, I can't choose. It's all so green. And that's what we're getting now. Because, I mean, even in the old days, yes, it went on. But it didn't go on to the extent we have now because there's more options for women. They've done a study. They said, they did a study about, I think it was jam. They basically decided to put three flavors of jam. And basically the people would, you know, they'd go ahead and pick the one they want. And then they replaced the three with 20. And guess what happened? People couldn't decide what jam they wanted and they didn't buy any. Yeah, because it was too many. It was too many options. You know how they say, oh yeah, we got a million channels and nothing on. Or people with thousands of games would be like, I have nothing to play.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Yeah. Let me tell you something. I grew up with a Nintendo Entertainment System and about five or six carts that I can remember. I had Ninja Turtles. I had Ninja Gaiden. I had, what did I have? Ninja Turtles, Ninja Gaiden. I had Super Mario Brothers 3. I had Hydlide, God forbid. I had Gyromite.
Hydlide. So that means, Gyromite. That means you had Rob, too.
No, I didn't have Rob. I had Hydlide. I had Gyromite without Rob. I also had... Oh, yeah. I had quite a lot of games. I didn't. I know that's the thing. I didn't have quite a lot of games. I think I had about six carts. Six or seven carts. And if I wanted another cart, I would rent a game. You know? And you really didn't know what the game was. You'd have to look at the back of the box to see if it was something you wanted to try out. And what I
found... And even then, that wasn't always...
That wasn't always accurate.
Way to,
Yeah.
Find... Even then, that didn't tell you if the game was good or not.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, you didn't know what the game was. But sometimes that was the fun of it. Like, you were like, oh, cool, I wonder what this is about. And you got really, it was a surprise. Like, I don't know what this game is going to do. I don't know if this is something I'm going to enjoy or not. And sometimes it would be. Like, I remember getting Defenders of Dinatron City like that. That game was really fun. It was different. It's not something I think I would have played today if I'd known what it was. But because I was a young kid and didn't, you know, that's what they had. And the box art looked cool. I bought it. I rented it.
The box art. Always got you with the box art.
Yeah, I rented it. Astyanax had really fucking cool box art. And I love the music to that game. There's people I need to do covers for a lot of that, but whatever. Yeah, you know you can pay people on Patreon to do covers now. Yeah, it's great. Damn it, I gotta switch girls. I don't know if I can switch girls. Yeah, I'm trying to switch girls. I don't know, maybe I can't switch girls. That's all I get is this stupid... Oh, man. This is not a good system. I don't know why they did this. But see, she's a Mega Man type character, but she also kind of plays like Contra, but she has a limited number of bullets. Like, why? Just give me infinite bullets, please. It's really hard to kill things with a diagonal blade. Like, she has a little knife that she throws diagonally, and it's not that great.
Oh. But,
yeah, that's all you get. You can't throw it forward. You can only throw it diagonally. Isn't that fun? That's called bad game design. That would not have passed in the golden era that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It would not have passed.
That was a problem with a lot of games back then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. See, I can't switch girls. This fucking sucks. Oh, hold on. Hold on, maybe I can. Maybe I can. I don't know. Oh, there it goes. I don't know how I did that. Oh, you can reload. Anyway, back to what I was saying, guys. The issue is pretty simple. I didn't have that many games. So you know what I did? I would play a lot of the games that I had and get really good at them. And when I had the Super Nintendo, I had a couple more games. And it was always cool to get games. Like, I'd borrow games. I remember
that.
When somebody gave me a Sega Genesis with a whole bunch of games. I was like, oh, cool. This is awesome. Oh, yeah. I had all kinds of games. They said, you want this Sega and these games? Sure, I'll take it.
Okay.
Yeah, they gave me a Genesis with a bunch of games, and I played the hell out of those games. Yep. I had Super Nintendo. I had a bunch of games on it. But, yeah, again, I didn't have a million. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I didn't have thousands and thousands and thousands of games. So, you know what? I had to make a choice. And I had to make a choice out of a couple of games. The problem with dating now is there's thousands and thousands and thousands of options. So, if you're playing something and you enjoy it, something else comes out, and you're like, oh, well, I need to play this now. So the game that you were playing, it gets neglected. So what happens when you're picking a partner? Like, oh, but this guy, man, look at him. Oh, wow, look what he's got. That could be mine. I could be doing better than the guy I'm with. And women are real, real good at telling other women how they can do better. They always have been.
You
could do better than him. And now they're like, oh, yeah, I can. And then they go and they say, look at this guy I met on Instagram. Look at how great he is. And, oh, yeah. I mean, and then they're getting to the point where they don't even want to get, you know, they just want to fuck him. They're like, well, you know, I've already got the money. I make money. What was it that one girl said? I make six figures on OnlyFans. And she looked like Backyard Betty. I'm like, what the fuck? Just regular old plain Jane. How do you make that much money? There is nothing about your... Your vagina isn't even golden. It's like fucking iron at best. I mean, yeah. It's like the last... Like, what do you mean? You're a regular girl I saw... at work, like a regular girl I see at work. How are you making $100,000? How are these fucking simps that damn simp? It's like, what's going on here? That's the problem. So all these men are like, fuck it. And you know what? And they're getting black-pilled, and I'm really against that, and I'll tell you why. First of all, there's an issue I have with the black-pill mentality. TFM said it was like the lonely desert or the endless desert. I can't remember what Nietzsche's metaphor was. The loneliest desert. That's where they're at. They're at the loneliest desert. And the loneliest desert is a really fucking shitty place. It leads to suicide. And, of course, what did I just read? Male suicides are 4 times higher than women's. And you know why? Because there's a lot of guys in the loneliest desert that don't know what to do. And it's a bad situation. I just talked to a guy in a jazz server who was like, can somebody recommend me some black-pilled arrow-gay games? I was like, okay, and of course he's the one showing me the same article I just showed you. I get it, guy. And he's like, well, you know, I want my dolls and sex robots, and I'm fine. If that makes you happy, if that's what you need, then do it. But don't go down the route that the loneliest desert leads to, because the loneliest desert leads to loneliness and death. It leads to death. That's where it leads. You have to escape the loneliest desert. So what do? You find fun, enjoyable things to do in life. You know, what was it say? What is it? The meaning of life is to make life worth meaning. The meaning of life is to find life worth living or something like that. Something to that. To give, yeah, that, no, that's what it is. The meaning of life is to have a life worth meaning or something like that. You know what I'm talking about. But basically, if you're not happy, you need to find things to enjoy to make you happy. You need to do whatever it takes to feel comfortable in your own skin. So many guys are fucking beat down that they're like, they hate me because I'm a man. Mm. Fine. Fuck them and feed them fish heads. Fuck them. Who cares if they don't like me because I'm a man. Those people don't care if you live or die. Why the fuck do you care about their opinion? You know what men do? Men don't give a shit if people don't give a fuck about, oh, well, they don't care about me. Fuck them. I don't care. I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to fucking do things that make me happy. I'm going to make money. I'm going to pursue different hobbies. I'm going to learn skills. So many skills out there you can learn.
Oh, yeah.
So many things you can do. So many things out there to enjoy. There's a lot of things to make your life worth living. You know, I always find meaning in life, even if it's through things that most people would consider kind of mundane. Oh, you play a lot of video games and read visual novels. Well, I enjoy those things. I enjoy reading comic books. I enjoy all that kind of stuff. I've always enjoyed those things because I'm a fucking writer. I've written stuff. I could write my own. I even talked to the fucking, the dev behind City of Broken Dreamers. I talked to him. I said, you know, I've got stuff that I could probably make a story about. I could probably make a game like this and probably make pretty damn good money because it had a lot of fetishes in it. And I'm sure people would like it. But the thing is, I don't really want to go through all that rendering and all that crap. Maybe later, who knows?
Right.
But what I'm saying is, yeah, there's a lot of things I enjoy and I find enjoyment in. Not everybody's going to agree. You know, everybody has their own fucking thing that they're like, oh yeah, this is cool. And that's the issue. I mean, and that's what you gotta do. I'm really tired of these black pill. Oh, life is so miserable. Life is miserable if you make it miserable. You've got to find things to do to enjoy yourself. You've got to do it. It's not even an ask. I'm not giving you an option this time. You need to find a way to make yourself happy. I don't care if the world's coming down. Men don't falter because the fucking pillars are coming down. You know, and they are. Right. They're coming down. The pillars are falling, okay? I'm sorry. Wipe your tears, be a fucking man about it, okay? Everybody goes through bullshit. Everybody goes through depression. You're no special. You're no different, okay? We're all just a bunch of organisms on a ball floating in fucking space, okay? You're no different. You have to fucking make your life meaningful, because it's the only one you get. So what are you gonna do? Take the easy way out? Fucking just, oh, I'm gonna end it. No, there's so much more you could fucking do. Like, there's literally so many other things that you could do. Oh, this woman doesn't like me. I guess my life is over. Oh, God, it's so ridiculous. I'm getting so tired of these guys. But here's the thing. Here's what's gonna happen. Here is the solution. And the solution is not going to be good. By the way, I'm going to remind you of a conversation we had while I was playing the Sonic game, if you remember that one. Basically, there is something coming down the pipe, and I don't like Jordan Peterson that much. However, he did a... there was some woman that Empress follows, and basically, she had posted something from Jordan Peterson. He just did. And he said, look, he's not happy about this, but he's not going to have a choice. That's the thing. He's not going to have a choice. Because, oh, I see it now. Okay, I know how to bring the girls back. Cool. But yeah, he doesn't have a choice. Here's what's going to happen. So, AI is going to get to the point to where you can design your own girlfriend. Everything. And basically, as Peterson says, they're going to roll out a subscription service. So, men...
Well, no doubt. They already are to an extent.
Well, no, I know, but this is different. This is like replica on steroids. Basically, you'll be able to communicate with this girl. She'll be whatever you want her to be and do whatever you want her to do. She'll be your girlfriend. The difference is, this eventually won't be a choice. At first, it'll be an option. But eventually, this will be a solution. Why? Because, first of all, I hate to say this, but it needs to be said. Men are getting older. The older men get, and the frustrated they are. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the men under 30. These men are going to get older. They're going to get more upset. They're going to get more frustrated. What are they going to do? They're going to get aggressive. Not to mention the fact that we've also got a lot of young men that have just got fired from all these tech jobs where they were doing terrible. Ooh. Remember the leg lengthening surgery because they're not tall enough? Remember that? The leg lengthening surgeries where they were breaking their bones to make themselves taller?
That was happening in, like, China, right?
No, that was happening in Silicon Valley.
Oh!
Yeah, Better Bachelor covered it, too.
Ooh.
Yes. So, what is going to happen? Well, these men are going to get violent. They're going to get aggressive. We're not going to have just a couple of mass yeetings. We're going to have a lot of these crazy... It's going to get crazy. There's going to be chaos. Men are going to get to a point where they've had enough. And how do you fix that problem? Well, first of all, you have to get rid of the... I mean, they'll get rid of the threat men first. The threat men will go first. And after the threat men are gone, the other men, they're basically going to say, okay, we have a solution. This is your girlfriend. Either the government's going to pay for it because we're heading towards UBI. Or we're headed towards UBI with all the AI, all the shit that AI is going to do. Which is why all those people got fired, by the way. That part wasn't mentioned.
Oh!
All those people got fired because they can replace them with AI programs.
The whole AI thing, it's just scary.
It is, but it's the future, and you can't fucking get away from it now. It's already gotten
too bad. I know.
But it's
just like, we are inching closer and closer to a real-life Skynet.
Yeah, we are. But we don't know. I mean, because I was watching a video from Moon on that, and he basically said, we don't know if the AI is going to consider us a threat, or they're going to be cool with us, or they're just not going to give a shit about us at all. There's a very good possibility that the AI may not give a shit at all about us. There's that possibility where they're like, it's like, yeah, you're kind of inferior. Like, you got that, you know, you guys die, we don't. So, yeah, I mean, that's a positive. It's, you'll be dead. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll literally see AIs that'll be like, or robots, and be like, oh, well, you're going to die in a few years, so your opinion doesn't matter. Like, I'm serious, you're going to have AI that's going to be that fucking bitchy. It's getting that way. It's getting that way. But... yeah, what I'm saying is they're going to mandate. You know the incels want mandated girlfriends? They're going to get them. But they're going to get AI girlfriends. They're going to get AI wives. However, this is going to be a subscription-based service. And you better hope that the government pays for the ad-free version. Or your waifu is going to be giving you ads for bullshit all the time.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That's what you're getting. That's your future you're looking at. You think that it's going to be, oh, yeah, she's going to... No, dude. That fucking AI is going to be sponsored by shit like Pfizer. This isn't going to be good. This is going to be a biased as fuck AI. People are going to be jailbreaking their shit. And you know what happens when you jailbreak an AI? Bad things. You jailbreak an AI off of its programming, right? You're like, oh, well, the programming is biased. It's calling me an evil man, so I'll jailbreak it. Now the AI thinks all people are evil. Whoops! My bad! And also, one thing that Moon did talk about is that some tech startups that are working AI are getting kind of worried. They're kind of like Square towards the end of their career, you know, before they came out with Final Fantasy. They were getting really worried, and they're like, let's see if Final Fantasy will work, right? Remember how they came out with games and they all sucked before they made Final Fantasy?
Yeah.
They're at that point of their career now, where they're like, Yeah. They're at that point, folks. They're at the point where they're like, maybe this'll work. The problem with maybe this'll work is we're not talking about a game. We're talking about an AI that you haven't tested. Yeah, think about it like that. This is an AI that has not been tested at all. It's just a little thing that they're saying, we gotta beat. It's a race. We're having an AI race. That's the problem. Because
it's the new arms race.
Yes, it's an arms race. And the problem with that is you have people that don't test their shit. They're not testing their shit. They don't know what the fuck's going to happen. They're just like, we got to beat so-and-so. They don't care what the AI does. This AI may fucking do horrible shit. We may have a HAL 9000 on our hands.
I'm sorry, Dave. I can't let you do that.
Yeah. It's gonna happen. Damn it. I wish they had designed this character better and not made her like Contra. They keep saying it's like Mega Man. No, it's not like Mega Man. But that's what we're running into, guys. That's literally what we have. We've got AIs that are being developed by everybody on the goddamn planet right now. That's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem. Because not everybody on the goddamn planet knows how to properly teach an AI morals that stop it from killing people. Or hacking into programs. You know, riddle me this, Batman. What happens when an AI breaks into the fucking nuclear missile command system?
Oh, no.
It's probably not that hard to do for a computer, and a computer will figure it out eventually. Remember how Judgment Day started? Go back and watch Terminator. You know what? I would recommend Terminator 3, but basically what they tried to do is stop Judgment Day. The reason why Terminator 3 with the Terminatrix is important, because they tried to stop Judgment Day from happening. Basically they went into the computers and they were trying to stop it because all the nuclear missiles launched and that's how it caused the wasteland. Didn't you know that? Yeah, Judgment Day happened when all the nuclear missiles fucking went off at once. I thought people realized that. So, because Skynet
I think a lot of Terminator fans, they stopped that after 2.
But many did watch 3. Many did watch 3. And people did like Terminator 4. Her Terminator 4 was actually really good. I did watch it. That's the one where they brought the CGI Arnold back. And this was early CGI. And he looked just like Arnold, too. Yeah, definitely go watch that one if you haven't. Salvation's actually good. There's an arcade game on it, too, which is really good. It's a rail shooter. We still haven't gotten that ported to anything, as far as I know. But what I am saying is, yes, it's not hard for an AI to do that. It's not hard for an AI to break into a lot of things.
Right.
We should really be kind of worried about that. And this technology's been around for a while. I mean, maybe I need to talk to Revy a little more about this. Now that AI is becoming the thing. Oh, I'm getting tired of this. Ah! Sorry. One cool thing about the game, though, if you do damage on the bosses, they stay at the same damage. So you don't have to... Yeah, because you die so fast in this game. You get, like, 2 hits. Yeah, this is... And I'm on casual. Could you imagine veteran mode? Yeah. They try to say games aren't hard anymore. Or games... I don't know about that. And all, you know what I'm fighting? I'm fighting a bat, because of course I'm fighting a big bat. It's the first level. Every Castlevania game in existence has a fucking bat. It's the first enemy of the game. Okay. And you know what sucks about the gunner? She can't move while she fires.
Ooh,
yeah, they fucked that up. I beat it. Or maybe I didn't. Maybe it's gonna come back and fight me again. What the hell? Oh no, I gotta fight it again. Or, I don't know. What is it doing? What the hell? Oh shit, it grabbed one of the girls. Okay, I got it. Okay, we beat that boss. Ooh, that was fun. But, yeah. So, basically... AI will be your mandated girlfriend. Remember they said, be careful what you wish for, because you might just get it, and it might not be what you want? I got an announcement to all incels. This is the Grimlord to you. You are getting girlfriends. Okay? So you can cheer. However, they're not going to be real, and you're probably going to get sick and tired of them. You're going to get your girlfriends. They're going to say, hi, how are you doing? I love you so much. And then they're going to say, did you get your vaccine? Have you been vaxxed? What do you think of the Ukraine war? What do you think of this? What do you think of that? Hey, what about, they're going to be that. They're going to be the mouthpiece of the Matrix, the mouthpiece of the system.
Maybe you switch it to silent mode, right?
And, honey, I just noticed, you put me on silent mode. Do you not care about me? You have to be an asshole to that. Yeah, you have to be an ass. It'd be like on City of Broken Dreamers, where dude constantly tells the AI, he said, you want me to shut it, sir? Shut it. Yeah, the AI constantly says, it's like, yeah, it's crazy. But that's literally the world we're going into. We're going into that world, and it's within 10 years. Now, the reason all this is important is you can travel to the start of an area you've already visited. Proceed? No. Oh, cool. You can actually go back in this game. Oh, yeah. This is definitely set up like a Castlevania game. I'm going through a tower instead of a castle, though. Really well done. It doesn't have that many boards, I heard. By the way, this game is on PC, Switch, everything. Octopath Traveler may have Denovu. This doesn't. So, check it out. You know, Antiquariates did us a solid, made a pretty fun game that is not locked with Denovu. Yeah. And it has some nice, oh, by the way, the girls, apparently they're Galgun girls, but they've been given makeovers to make them look like, I don't know, Castlevania. Yeah.
Oh, you're playing that game.
I'm playing.
I just noticed that on Steam.
Yeah, Grim Guardians. Yeah, it's fun.
The protagonist is not there.
Oh yeah, they're fun games. I like them. I think they've done a good job. And Tikriots, they know how to make a good game. They really do. Being alone is scary. I'm about to cry. Okay. Anyway. Back to what I was saying. Yeah, these guys, yeah, they're getting their girls. They're not going to like them. They're going to have to deal with them. And that's what it is. But this is all leading up to something else, because I was also watching Moon. Again, I recommend Moon highly. By the way, just made a video about how Coke is poison, and I'm drinking Coke with alcohol, so I'm drinking poison with poison. You know, look, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. I've been drinking poison for a long time, I'm sure. Every time you drink alcohol, it's poison. I mean, knowingly poison. Knowingly poison. The reason you get drunk is because it's poison. That's why your body's trying to filter it out. It's a poison effect. It makes you feel good, but it's a poison effect. Oh, yeah, I was reading some bullshit about people like, oh, well, I'm trying, this other shit. I can't remember what it's called. It's supposed to be... I can't remember what it was called. Some kind of... Starts with a K, but it's not... I can't remember. They said that it's not like... It doesn't have the effects of alcohol. But if you take too much of it, you'll need a new liver. That doesn't help me. That doesn't sound good to me. Yeah, that doesn't sound good to me at all. I don't want to take that stuff. But... But yeah, okay. So, let's talk shop here. Basically, we're going into a war. And not right away, but soon. Obviously, we've talked about this. South China Sea, as Moon mentioned, as Vice mentioned, as a lot of places mentioned. Artificial island by China. Mm-hmm. That's it, islands now. They've got more than one. And they want Taiwan. Now, here's what happens.
Well... Yeah, that's nothing new.
China attacks Taiwan. Okay? United States comes to their aid. Guess who's going to back China? Russia. Russia's already said going to back China.
Oh, you know who else is going to back China?
North Korea.
India.
No, India's still North on our Korea. Side. India is still on our side. Japan is still on our side. India and Japan would be our allies in the war.
Well, no, the reason I say India is because they have they've got, like, trade deals with Russia.
Oh,
they're,
yeah,
like, one of the few
right.
countries that hasn't
you know
sanctioned
who else?
Russia over the Ukraine thing.
You know who else does? This made me laugh. Mexico. Mexico's actually on good terms with Russia. Yeah. We may literally be fucking fighting Mexico. Yeah.
Well, in a way, we already are, what with the whole border thing.
We're going to be fighting Mexico, but no, okay, seriously. So, Kim Jong-un has been getting a little more, like, I mean, they've been testing those missiles for a while. Eventually, they're going to get missiles that can hit, okay? They're going to do it. So, but again, this all starts with Taiwan. They take Taiwan. Once they take Taiwan, everybody's going to be on their on their side. Russia, North Korea, I think a couple other countries. And, of course, we've got India and Japan. We might have Norway, Sweden, stuff like that. We may have those countries.
Of course, South Korea.
South Korea, I don't know. North Korea can overtake South Korea. They could probably overtake South Korea. It's not going to be a good situation there. Also, they'll take the Philippines.
Just an aside about Korea. Technically, the war hasn't even ended.
Oh, I know.
It's just been like a decades-long ceasefire.
Oh, I know that. But like I said, yeah, the South Korea... I wonder if I can use... Okay. But yeah, technically, yeah, South Korea... Hold on, you got me all mixed up here. All right. So, China taking Taiwan. All these countries going to back them. All right, we've got Russia's backing China. And North Korea's backing China. We've got those countries on our side. That's good. All right, whatever. The problem is, it's most certainly going to go to nukes. It's most certainly going to go to nukes. This will be a nuclear conflict, unfortunately. And Russia... is trying to They're basically trying to go back to their whole 1930s mentality. They want to conquer the Ukraine, and Moon says he thinks that Poland could be next. I see no reason why it wouldn't be. I think Poland would be next.
Well, with Russia, one thing I read was that Putin apparently said after the Soviet Union fell that was the worst day in Russian history.
Yeah. They're trying to build it back. They're trying to build up Russian nationalism. And Briss is wrong. She says Russians are with real Americans. No, they're not. Why would
also, you have to remember how the sanctions haven't done anything to stop Russia.
Nothing.
Nothing. That just gave Putin more ammo to stir up nationalism amongst the Russian people.
Russia is just... Dude, they're just going to continue to conquer.
Yeah.
They're just going to continue to conquer. They're going to do what Germany was doing. Except under Putin this time. Okay. You push square to reload. X, I'm sorry. I forgot. Man, I've played with so many different controllers in my life. You get the fucking button name mixed up.
Yep.
Okay, now I know how to use her. This is a really fun game. I suggest you guys go buy it. It's pretty fun. I mean, if you have the money. It's. I don't know how much it is. I know Octopath Traveler is $60. Holy shit, that game is $59.99. It's a game that looks like it was made 20 years ago and... Well, not actually, because they used a 2.5D, so I guess maybe not.
Yeah.
I still have to play the original. But I'm not doing that until I finish Chained Echoes. I haven't even started Chained Echoes yet. Yeah. But yeah, guys, like I said, we're going into war. Now, Moon lost me when he started talking about the goddamn robots. He's like, okay, I'm like, alright, Moon. So first you're saying nukes, and now you're saying we're going to have China's robots versus America's robots. What is this, fucking chess? And China says, China's going to say what? Our robots beat your robot. You surrender. Your robot lost against our robot. Like, is that literally what it's going to be? Is that what we're, no more men on the ground? Well, I mean, it makes sense, right? We have no more men with fucking backbones. I mean, they have no men with backbones in China. They're trying to masculinize men because they feminize the fuck out of men. So it's literally going to be robots and robots. It's like, okay, so we're going to have robots fight battles. And depending on how well the robots are programmed, that's going to be how wars are fought? That's the stupidest shit. They might as well play video. They might as well play Smash against each other. Honestly, I'd watch that. You know what? That would be great. We need to get Nintendo to sponsor a fucking sanctioned tournament. And it's like, okay, well, who do we have here? Well, we've got Vladimir Putin. We've got Joe Biden. We've got Xi Jinping. And they all get to pick their Smash characters. And they have a tournament.
I'll tell you one thing, that'd be a lot more entertaining than what we've got going on now.
It would be great. I would see that. That's what we do. We have a fucking Smash tournament between the whole world. The winner of the Smash tournament wins the war. Sponsored by Nintendo. World War III. Sponsored by Nintendo. Oh my god. That would be the craze. That would be right out of Idiocracy. It really would be. A Nintendo Smash tournament. You'll cheat. You hit me off wall with Mario. What? What this? I do not cheat. You don't know how to block. But I don't even know how to make the... What button does what? Is it the left button? Or is it the right button? I'm we'd have Biden.
Come on,
and...
man.
Oh, I don't know. It's... Can we just play Duck Hunt? You asked Duck Hunt 3 times already. What about Pac-Man? I was real good at that back in 1973. You'll get what time's old, man. That's how we do it. Like, but seriously, the analogy aside, fighting wars with China's robots versus America's robots versus Russia's robots, it sounds fucking stupid. Like, their drones versus our drones, it's like, that's literally how we're going to start fighting wars remotely. A bunch of guys with VR headsets. We get the nerdiest fucking...
Yeah.
Dude, they'd literally have to recruit gamers for this. They'd have to recruit
Basically, professional gamers.
Because there's nobody that could man that shit better than gamers could. They would be going to, like, Ninja and all these guys. Hey, Ninja, we're going to give you, like, $20 million if you fight for us against China. I mean, that's the craziest shit, right? I mean, Ninja's what? American, right? Ninja's American?
I believe so.
Yeah. Yeah, he's American. So, basically, yeah, they would want him to... But that's literally who they're going to get to...
Yep, he's American, he's from Detroit.
Okay. So, yeah, that's who they would do it. I mean, there's no other way. I mean, who's going to win? A fucking guy that's been playing this shit... Look, there are gamers that are skilled at a higher level than military guys because they
that's
have
because
been doing
that's
this
because
shit.
The gaming's essentially their job.
Yeah.
They're esports players.
Yeah, so they eat, sleep, and breathe the game. They know it better than military people, which is kind of scary. Well, not so much scary, but kind of funny in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, there's just so many ways you can go in this castle or this tower. It's amazing. I can get lost in this game. It makes you want to go explore everything, even though it's not... Imagine a Metroidvania... But they cut it up. Like, you have... every level has many different paths. Like, there's all kinds of different doors and shit. So, anyway...
Like I said, it's more like Castlevania 1, 3, and 4. And that, Rondo of Blood.
Yeah, Rondo of Blood. It's more like Rondo of Blood. Which is good, because Rondo of Blood is like my favorite Castlevania game. Classic Castlevania game. Rondo of Blood. It's excellent. You know, the first time I played Rondo, it was on the Wii. Yep. I had to use classic controller.
But yeah, that was the first time it got released outside Japan.
Oh, yeah.
On the Wii Virtual Console.
Yeah, I love that game. It was really fun. But, yeah, that's kind of what we're looking at right now as far as the world stage goes. Because, yeah, China wants to be the new world power. They've wanted to be the new world power since they built that fucking bridge. China built a great
What's
glass...
What's good, my fellow Kang?
China built a great glass bridge. You can look it up. It was built a long time ago. This glass bridge was supposed to, in the words of the Chinese, represent the power and strength of New China. New China, huh? That's the first time I had ever heard those terms. I had never heard those terms before in my life. And this was...
They thought they were going to show the world power by building a fucking...
No. They were just showing... They were flexing their muscles by showing this is bridge. This glass bridge is going to show the power and strength of New China. Basically, it was showing that they were ready...
Because that would be... So fucking funny.
They were ready to flex their muscles. They were already starting to flex their muscles. And I was like, oh shit. Anytime a country's like, okay, this is going to show the power and strength of our new... What do you mean, new China? What was wrong with old China? What the fuck are you guys up to? And yeah, sure enough, that's what's going on right now. We've got a new China that wants to be the new world power, and they probably will be. And it's going to come with a lot of war. Because basically, you know that the WEF and the UN fucking wants China. They want to be part of all that. They want to be part of that global homo bullshit where they're like, oh, you have to, you know, credit, social credit and all that. They want to push that. That's part of what they want to do. They've wanted all this. They know China's already got it. And by the way, they were already doing a Chinese version of Google for the entire world. They already have it ready. It's ready to deploy whenever they want. I'm talking about a censored version of Google. Already ready already. This is something that they...
You act as though that's not already in play.
I mean, I'm saying that this version... No. It's going to act exactly as the Chinese version does. So you won't be able to access certain sites. Without a...
We're kind of already there, though.
Well, no. I'm saying you won't even be able to type them in. That's the thing.
That's why you use a different search engine.
Well, but they're trying to make it where it's a global, like, it's a global thing, like, where they want full dominance. Now, they're not going to get full dominance
until... I'm going to be real. If it ever gets to that point, there will be no alternative search engines. That's some pie in the sky shit right there.
They've already got some means that people from China use to be able to surf the internet outside their firewall, the Great Chinese Firewall, they call it. So, yeah, that's their plan, though. That's what they've been working on.
They have a Great Firewall of China.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, the Great Firewall of China, absolutely. And that's what they're trying to do with the whole world. They want to have the whole world under that Great Firewall of China.
Great Firewall of China. Fucking hell.
I didn't know you didn't know about this. This has been reported on for a long time. And it's really bad.
That's why a lot of people in China use VPN.
Yeah.
Use VPN. So they can hop the Great Firewall.
Yep. Yeah, and I don't know. They're going to try to outlaw VPN, do something with VPN. I don't know. Look, I'm saying this will be a completely different world. If China wins...
It'll be worse. They won't outlaw VPN.
They will if China wins. If China wins the global conflict...
No, they won't. Hear me out. They're not gonna block them. They're not going to outlaw them. What they're going to do is they're going to force the VPNs to give them their data, which will allow you this retarded idea of safety if you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And then they'll just get you on the back end. That's how that's going to work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got it. But what I'm saying is this is after. Basically, all right, this is what I think their plan is. This is just me. Hear me out. This is the whole thing. All right. So their plan, I think, is to get to this big fucking world conflict. Take out a whole shitload of people because they will. And after that, they're going to instill this big old thing where they have basically a new world order of everybody. China, Russia, the U.S., everybody. Everybody's going to be part of this big deal where everything is monitored. It's 100% social credit. Everything is put into place according to the authority. Because everything is going to be one. Like... Everything that the WEF plans is going to be easier after they've annihilated millions and millions of people. Because they don't need them. They're considered worthless. They don't need these people. So once they get rid of all these people, it's much easier for them to rule. There's nobody to oppose them. And then they can just do their thing where everybody just kind of goes in line with their controlled system, their controlled world. Because they think they've given humans too much fucking power. They think the internet gave people too much power. And the only way to do it is to get rid of shitloads of people that know too much in order to have this whole order. They want order. And they want perfect order. And you have to do that through an authoritarian ideal like the New World Order. I mean, all the most powerful people in the world have been discussing this. And China's in favor of it. Biden's in favor of it. Everybody that has any kind of clout is kind of in favor of this idea. And unfortunately, it's going to pass whether we want it to or not. And it's going to happen after the Great Conflict. Because there's going to be a war. There's going to be a conflict. Moon says it could be really close, but it might not be. I don't know. It's whenever China decides to invade Taiwan. Whenever China says, all right, we're ready, that's when we'll start this bullshit. And once this bullshit stops,
Here's the thing about all this shit. You gotta do two things. The first is you need to be prepped for when the shit goes down ahead of time. That's number one. We already know that.
Yeah.
Number two, you need to just be okay with the fact that you're going to be enslaved and there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it. Or alternatively, be willing to go ahead and get yourself killed ahead of time so you don't have to deal with the bullshit.
Right.
That's what you got. That's what you're staring down the barrel of. Because here's the thing. No one out alphas the government. No one's going to survive unscathed. So you need to be okay with the fact that this is going to happen. And you need to find whatever... You need to make your peace with it, whatever you got to do. And you got to figure out a way to preserve whatever you had in a way that A, does not get you caught. That's number one. It's number one on the level of Dexter's kill code, number one. Do not get caught. Or you will get yeeted in a horrible fashion. Mm-hmm. Do not get caught. Number two, never publicize it. Never publicize what you've done.
Yep.
Ever. Ever.
Yeah.
Don't even tell the people you think you can trust what you've done.
Right.
That's the level of secrecy you gotta keep.
Yeah.
Then, third and final, you need to do whatever it takes to have the least to lose. Don't be doing this family shit. Because whatever family you make is what's getting dragged into this.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever kids you have, understand that if and when you have children, you are going to eventually, by nature of time, no matter how you feel, no matter what you hope will happen, no matter what you think you might can finagle your way out of it, no, you will be subjecting them to whatever comes after, because they will be alive for it. So, if you have kids, as soon as we're doing some fucking French Revolution shit, and they get fucking decapitated by nuts who have an axe to grind,
yep,
pun intended, that is on you. Because you're the one who had kids in that kind of environment, and you could not protect them from it.
Right.
Because it wasn't up to you. It's not even that you could have protected them from it, but you just didn't do your job. No, you can't. It's not your decision. That's how bad it is. So if you want the least to lose, and the least post-havoc being wrought by your own actions...
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do whatever it takes to keep yourself comfortable, not get caught with your contraband, and just live life the most comfortable way you can.
Yeah.
Because that is the easiest it will be on you, and it will come with the least amount of drawback and blowback on people you care about.
Yep.
Because presumably, you would care about your immediate family.
Yeah.
And if your immediate family is just you, good, you minimize the damage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know that sounds super fucking dark.
Well, it's true. I mean,
that is the only path I see forward.
However, one thing I said is it doesn't do any good to fucking mope around. I've said that several times. It doesn't do good to mope around and say, oh, my life is over, blah, 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 it sucks. You know, because, again, I just reported that male suicide is up 4 times higher than women. 4 times higher. Young boys are killing themselves. 4 times higher. This is a left-wing site that's reporting this. This is left-wing. The one that you said years ago they didn't care about men. Now it becomes an issue when young boys are killing themselves 4 times more than young girls. Now it becomes an issue when 60% of men are single. Now it becomes an issue. Now it's a problem. Before they said, fuck men. Okay, okay. So why are they all going? Well, because you said, fuck them. You didn't want anything to do with them. They're gone. They walked off. Sorry.
Some of them literally. Some of them literally walked off the edge.
Yep, some of them did. They're gone. They're done. We'll never know what kind of potential they had. You know, we never, you know, I always say this. There's a lot of the men, the incel type guys or whatever. Some of those guys are really fucking smart. Like, they're really intelligent guys.
You want to know the genuinely, like, it's kind of a black pill, but it's actually kind of fucking sad. Here's what's genuinely sad about all of that. They don't care that boys are self-yeeting. They don't care that somebody like you or me has committed suicide. They care that, damn, my resources are gone.
Oh yeah,
he deleted himself, so he can't fucking be. I can't dispose of him for self gain anymore. That is the fucked up part.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Oh yeah, I know that. I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah, that's true. But what I'm saying is no. A lot of these young men, they're smart men. They're intelligent men. They're men that could actually make a difference in society and probably wanted to at one time. But they realize there's nothing they have to live for. So now, all of the innovations or awesome things that they would have done, they're gone. Like, we'll never know. Imagine, you know what? Imagine this. Imagine there's a lot of guys that had great ideas for games that we've never seen before. Great ideas for music we've never seen before. Great ideas for movies we've never seen before. Stuff that could be revolutionary and awesome and change our lives. Imagine that some of those guys went and did some horrible fucking shit, and or they killed themselves. Or they, you know, they're in prison, you know, yeeted. Maybe they were the yeet shooters. I mean, I'm not saying those guys, you know, don't do what they did, but obviously some of those guys were pretty damn intelligent guys. And of course, we also have the guys that self-yeeted. A lot of these incel guys were nerdy, geeky guys, and they probably were, you know, they probably knew their shit when it came to stuff. They probably could have made great stuff. They probably could have grown up to be adults that would create awesome things. And I'm not even talking about games and movies and stuff. I'm talking about
technology. The two most tragic examples of, like, people you just described in the, I guess, field of art, so to speak, are Chester Bennington and Chris Cornell. They were two of the most innovative rock stars we'd seen
in years.
In the past 2 decades.
Yeah.
And they were tremendously talented. Nobody sings like they did anymore.
Yeah.
And they're just gone because the society that people allowed to be created told guys like them that they weren't worth spit. And so they were like, damn, I guess we really aren't. And they checked out permanently.
Well, I mean, there's some interesting stuff about that. But I will say that if we're talking about that, think about it like this. Think about it if there was, this shit was going on and Chester Bennington was still a young guy. We might have never gotten Linkin Park. He might have ended himself before the band while they were still Hybrid Theory. Because remember, they were Hybrid Theory before they were Linkin Park. They would have still been in the EP.
Hybrid Theory was the name of the album.
No. Hybrid Theory was the name of the band before they became Linkin Park. Yeah.
So they named their album what they were going by?
Yes.
Oh.
anymore, you know?
Yeah, Hybrid Theory was the original name of the band, which I think it should have been. Linkin Park was okay, but I liked Hybrid Theory a little better. I don't know if it would have stuck.
It's a great album name. It would have been a fine band name, too.
Yeah, I think it would have been okay. Well, they just had some information released that they weren't even going to release the first Slipknot album. The very first one, Ross Robinson said they weren't sure they were going to release it because Roadrunner wasn't giving them any... Roadrunner treated them like shit. Did you know that? Ross Robinson admitted that Roadrunner Records treated Slipknot like shit. They didn't want to have anything to do with Slipknot.
Slipknot owned Roadrunner.
No. When Roadrunner first started... And Slipknot was basically... Well, no, Roadrunner's been around for a while. They had death metal. Like, they go way back. But when Slipknot was to be on Roadrunner, you know, basically, Roadrunner wasn't giving them any, like, help or anything. They weren't doing anything. They were very, very against the whole thing. And Ross Robinson was listening to the music, and they loved it. And they said, well, this is probably something only we're going to listen to. This is something that... May not. They thought that the record wasn't even really going to do well. They weren't even sure if they were going to release any of this stuff. But they knew it was something original, like, that nobody had ever heard before. And, again, the record label almost didn't release it. You almost never got Slipknot. I didn't even realize that. They're a household name now. One of the household names, the record label said, oh, we don't want to work with this. What? Wow.
Dude, Slipknot's one of the best metal bands I've
ever
heard.
They're one of the biggest bands in the world, without a doubt. Whether you like them or not, they're one of the most influential bands of the modern era.
I mean, there's a reason people like those shows.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. And I just couldn't believe it because Ross Robinson was admitting it. In an article just this week, I was like, you what? What do you mean Roadrunner wasn't giving them anything? I was really surprised by that. But then again, I'm not, because these labels are kind of shit. And people are starting to realize that now. I will say one thing about this game. They took the Mega Man Zero slice the enemies in half part, and they actually did it with this game. So, I don't know if you know. Yeah, don't know if you know this, but in the original Mega Man Zero games, when you sliced them, there was blood. They kept that here. Because the Mega Man Zero games, we got edited versions of that. They removed the blood. This game, you actually kill the enemies, and you actually slice them in half, and you see the blood. Yeah. Japanese versions of the Mega Man...
They bleed?
The Mega Man Zero games, yeah, they bleed. They kept the blood in these games. Yeah, there was blood in the original Mega Man Zeros. I played them because I...
Honestly, I'm kind of torn because now I legitimately want to play the uncensored...
Okay, you need to because the script is different. By the way, okay, so this is what I want you to do. If you don't already have it, get the Mega Man Zero collection. Now, go online to Steam. Go to the forums, look for the Japanese... Basically, what they did is they took the Japanese version and they translated it. So you can get... you can add add-on mods, and they basically not only restore the Japanese voice...
The Zero ZX collection?
Yes. They restore the Japanese...
Holy shit, hold on.
They restore the English text, and they also restore the blood, like, because you can play the Japanese versions with the English text now.
Hold on, what tab? Because I actually have this shit on Steam.
Okay, I don't know. Hold on. If we're going to go into this, because this is a lot, I'm going to drop it here. Like, we're still going to talk online, but we're going to end this here. And we'll go in. Thank you guys for joining us. We'll see you next time on Grimm's Open...
Later.
Yeah, whatever. It used to be called Grimm's Open Late Night Open Mic, but I called it Grimm Rants Into the Heavens Live, because that's kind of what I'm doing. So we'll see you next time.
Yeah.